Hello, and welcome to Sonoran Desert Institute's School of Firearms Technology's official podcast, The Gun Rack. Hello, everyone, and welcome indeed to The Gun Rack, Sonoran Desert Institute's School of Firearms Technology's official podcast. I'm Josiah Upper. Folks call me Joey, and today we are going to be getting into some pre-gaming on long-range competition shooting. Our special guest host, Caleb Tillery, who is a member of Sonoran Desert Institute's faculty and also a competitive long-range shooter, is back to talk a little bit about getting ready for that big long-range competition. I'm going to let him take it away. Caleb Tillery, preparing for a long-range competition.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Gun Rack Podcast. I'll be your guest host again for today. My name is Caleb Tillery. Today, we'll be talking about the things you should practice before going to your first precision rifle match. So, without a doubt, none of these other things matter if you can't pull the trigger without disturbing the sights. So, first and foremost, I would get used to doing a lot of dry fire, which is being in a safe place with your firearm completely unloaded, going through the process of working the bolt, closing the trigger, looking through the sights, slowly pressing the trigger without disturbing the sights. Do that over and over and over again until you're extremely comfortable with how the firearm works and what you're doing when you're applying pressure to the trigger. The thing I'd focus on the most when doing this is the sights. Watch the sights right up until the trigger breaks and make sure that no movement is applied when pressing the trigger. Next, a lot of these matches start standing with all your gear in hand, so you'll want to get comfortable holding everything that you might want to use for a stage. Most of the time, it's just going to be your rifle and one bag, but some courses of fire allow any gear, so you could be holding a tripod and a bag and your rifle, a bag, a larger bag, your rifle, any number of things, but the majority of the time, you'll have to start standing. That brings me to my next point of gear. You're going to need a lot of gear, specifically some sort of binoculars or tripod to observe the stage before you shoot it and to observe other shooters to get an idea of what you're seeing downrange. You'll also need a ballistics calculator, and some people use a weather meter in addition to the ballistics calculator to get a good, accurate environmental data. So all of these things are technological. You'll need to practice with them, get acclimated to how they work, and make sure you're always on the right setting. I know it seems pretty crazy, but with all of these guns, you can end up on a different bullet rifle combo profile, not realize it halfway through the match. Also, you'll want to calibrate things such as kestrels, also known as weather meters, often, because traveling to different places will change that. The next thing, these stages are timed. They're function on a par time, meaning you have a set number of seconds to complete the stage. Oftentimes they're either 90 seconds or a 120. I would always suggest practicing with the 90 second par time so you'll build speed. Once you have that speed and you're not timing out all the time on these stages, you can play with that other 30 seconds, but speed's definitely a factor. I know that seems like a lot of time compared to other shooting sports, but you're doing a lot of things on the clock, such as building shooting positions, transitioning targets, correcting your dope, observing hits and misses. All of these things take time. That brings me to my next point. You'll want to get good at spotting where your shots go, meaning when you're looking through the glass, if you miss, you'll want to observe where that miss is. This will give you a whole bunch of information. One, first off the bat, if your data is correct, obviously if you're shooting way over the target or way below it, something's wrong. I would go ahead and check the elevation on your scope. Next is, it'll show you which way the wind's going. So obviously if you miss off right, the wind's coming from left to right, you'll want to compensate for that. You can get a lot of this information even before you shoot. Generally, all these people are shooting some 6 millimeter variant caliber. You can watch when they shoot, get an idea of how much the bullet is being pushed off the target to give you an accurate understanding of what you need to apply when you're shooting. As far as positions go, I would practice getting down into prone and getting a shot off, with some of these stages being 12 rounds. And let's say you're practicing with the 90 seconds, you'll want to be, I don't know, somewhere around 8 seconds for shot to shot. So getting down, building a prone position, and getting your first shot off in 8 seconds is a ideal goal. Another thing, a lot of the shooting is going to be off your stomach, meaning you'll have to use a prop to support the rifle. It's very common to use a bag of some sort. So many people are using a bag that does any number of things, from being able to use prone to sitting on barricades. The one I use specifically is a game changer bag. I think I'm using the small one, whatever they call it. It's a V style shape with a flat base. It's super versatile. You can shoot prone by putting the stock of your rifle in the little gap area of the bag. That same gap between the V also rests very well on, say, pipes, poles, other sorts of props that you may see. Another thing for rocks and more natural terrains type stuff, you can either lay it flat on its side or flat on its base and get a really good stable shooting platform. All of these things can be done in dry fire to get used to how you're going to move the rifle and bag together, which is very important. You'll always want to focus on efficiency and getting the rifle to the next shooting position as smoothly as possible, and then building your shooting stance, which is going to vary from time to time. Sometimes you'll be sitting, standing, spreading your legs wide and bending over at the waist, but you'll want to focus on using as much of your bone structure as you can. Your muscles can fatigue out, especially when you're standing hunched over for several seconds. You'll begin to apply wobble to the rifle, which obviously is not good and potentially will lead to misses. So I would suggest practice all of the positional prone stuff in dry fire, as well as pressing the trigger. The one thing that's really difficult to practice in dry fire, because you're just generally making it up, is wind. But you'll really want to focus on the wind once you go out and live fire. If you're fortunate enough to go to a range where you can practice live with ammo before you can go to a match, that's very nice. I would definitely suggest trying to get out on more windy days. And because you kind of learn the wind call after your first couple shots of the target, it's very important to pay the most attention to those first couple of shots. You'll definitely want to get the wind value and direction and do as much of the observation as you can, so that when you're actually firing live rounds, it'll be as close as it can be to when you shoot your first stage and have to do it for your first time for score. I would definitely focus on those few things: pressing the trigger without moving the sights, shooting prone, and shooting off of as many different positions as you can. I like to use a ladder and use the rungs, and then sometimes I'll put different shapes or whatnot off of the side to get a different shooting position. That's a good way to practice the positional stuff. But if you do that and you have a firm understanding of your gear, your ballistics solver, how your scope and gun work, you'll be more than able to go to your first match and have a great time and not be battling all these other things besides actually shooting the stages. So I would get out, practice a little, dry fire a lot. Find your nearest local range that hosts precision rifle matches and go out and give it a try. Well, thank you guys for listening. Until next time, practice often and stay safe.
Sonoran Desert Institute is an online school located at 1555 West University Drive in Tempe, Arizona, accredited by the DEAC. For more information, please call 800-3255. 866-8939 or visit sbi.edu.